Despite most of us waking up to fresh snow yesterday, it should start to feel more like spring this week with temperatures in the upper 50s. The early snow melt and overall drier spring has meant the Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest staff have been able to get work done earlier than usual. Chad Jacobson is the West Zone Recreation Program Manager.
That helped us to be able to get a jump start on the campground cleaning that we typically do of removing hazard trees and, you know, cleaning up some of the leaves that had blown in after last fall and cleaning some fire pits out and getting the bathrooms prepared with the developed rec side in mind. So I think we're actually doing, our forest is actually in pretty good shape moving into this recreation season.
The Schwamigan-Nicolet National Forest opened its ATV, horseback, and bike trails this past weekend. Most developed campgrounds within the forest are set to open Thursday. The Forest Service saw an increase in visitor use last year. Jacobson expects that to keep up this season.
You know, we're kind of taking an all-hands-on-deck approach this year with to provide the, you know, recreation opportunities that we've had in the past. But knowing that because there is a high, an expectation of high use this year, you know, our recreation, as a recreation staff, we have to acknowledge that we can't do everything that we'd like to do. You know, and keeping safety as our number one priority, we want to, you know, we may have to limit some of the maintenance work we do or reduce the number of times we go to certain sites.
You can check out which campsites will be opening and the latest forest conditions on the Forest Service's website. We have a link on our website, WXPR.org. Jacobson says calling the ranger station in the district you plan on visiting is the best way to get the very latest conditions. He also asks that people do their part to stop the spread of invasive species. Don't bring in firewood from outside the area and clean off your hiking shoes, vehicles, and boats of any mud or debris that may be carrying invasive species. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.